You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad to be in it. We are glad to be on the other side of the doubt. I'm telling you, God is still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do according to you. Not your circumstances or your situation. God is going to do what he say he's going to do towards you. Listen, we thank God for this radio station again, bringing us into your cars, bringing us into your homes, and however you're tuning into the way by Cypress audience. We are grateful for WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Just here this morning in the studio live, your host again, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We want to thank God for another day. We want to thank God how he kept us throughout the weekend. We thank God because he's who he say he is again, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Can't nobody change it. Can't nobody alter it. Come on, can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody block it. If he say you're blessed, you're blessed. Can't nobody do nothing about it. Can't even turn it around. Come on, hallelujah. And we just give God the praise and give him the glory. We give him the honor again for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Praise our God. With yours truly, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, in the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I'm telling you, you need to come on by. You need to stop by. You need to come on in. Just don't stop and come into the parking lot. Stop, park, and walk through and come on inside of the sanctuary where God is doing marvelous works. Doing great works, healing, saving, and delivering. We want to thank God again for Lady Watkins. Amen. And my wife, God bless you. We thank God. We love you. Thank God for our church mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Brown, and to all the prophets, to all the evangelists, to all the elders and the saints is there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Again, we thank God for you. Come on, go with me for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you one more time that you allowed us to come together. We thank you for how you watched over us throughout the night. We thank you how you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind and had the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you because you started us on our daily occupation. Some are at work, Father. Some had to take care of business. We thank you for the favor of God. We thank you now, God. Some just had the day off perhaps, Father. And we thank you now, God, that you watch over them, every one of them, Father, as they travel throughout the day, going to and forth, doing what they need to do on today. By your grace, your mercy, and your kindness that's hovering over us, God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, we thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. We're so excited that you're here with us this morning. Again, stay with me 1 hour, and I'll stay with you. Amen. Hallelujah. When that time is up, I have to leave. But I often say, I have to get up from this, behind this mic, cut this Cypress audience off. But Jesus will never leave you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you in the midst of what you're in the midst of what it seems like the enemy seems like you can't come out, seems like you can't get out. He's right there with you to bring you out, to bring you out and give you an expected end. We thank God for you one more time. Amen. We thank God for those now. Let's continue to pray for those that are going through bereavement hour. Let's continue to pray for them that God would see them through, that God would bring them out. Praise our God. Continue to pray for the Barton family. Amen. And the passing of missionary Elise Barton, Evangelist Barton. Come on, let's continue to pray for her. Her brother, Minister Marcus. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for her aunt and all the Barton family and the Woods family, that God would see them through. Amen. Hallelujah. Lady Woods, we are praying for you. We're praying for you. Let's continue to pray for the Haynes family. Amen. Tim Haynes, we're praying for you in the loss of your brother, Marsha Haynes. We're praying for you that God will see you through this difficult time in your life. Amen. And those of you that might know somebody that I don't know is going through bereavement hour, let's continue to pray for them that God will see them too. Amen. Corey, we continue to pray for you. We thank God. Listen, I want you to get excited. I want you to get ready because we're still in our prayer revival summit. Amen. It starts back up tonight. Those of you that are in the area, those of you that are coming by, yes, you said, well, I didn't get there last week. You got another week, another chance to get there. It will start back up tonight, 7 o'clock. Where at? I'm so glad you asked. It's at 1219 South Street, right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We're there. Amen. Again, in this prayer, clarion call, just praying, praying, because the Bible said men ought to always pray and faint not by the wayside. And I'm telling you, God has been moving. Things have been happening. And we give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God the honor. Good morning to all of you. Sister Arlene, good morning. Evangelist Patty Harvey, good morning. Ira King, good morning. God bless you. We thank God for you. I want you to know God can do this. We must just believe and we must receive and know that God is who he say he is. I'm telling you, God is able to do it. We must believe, take God at his word. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we want to give a good God bless you shout out and thank God for Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Oh, my God. On Friday night at the anniversary, her anniversary, 36 years. I'm telling you, I want to give God the praise, give God the glory and the honor for her. Amen. It was such a profound service, healing, deliverance, set free in the anniversary service on Friday night. Down at the Royal Hotel in Melbourne, Florida. I'm telling you, God met us there. And he did what he said he was going to do. He used the woman of God, Pastor Christine. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, God really moved. He really moved. And we give God the praise. We give God the glory. We give God the praise and honor for what he did on yesterday. And we pray that it was still a great success on yesterday as they closed out. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is still good and he's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. Continue to pray again for the sick. Continue to pray for those that are going through. Amen. That God would bring them out, that God would heal their bodies, that God would set them free, and he would continue to make ways out of no ways. Because he's that kind of God. He could do what he want to do. He's sovereign. He could do what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he wants to do it. Praise God. A lot of times we don't understand. Hallelujah. We don't understand. But we pray that, Lord, our understanding become your understanding. Our ways become your ways. Our thoughts become your thoughts. Amen. Because why? He knows. He knows all things. He knows all things. We may think we know some things, and we may think we know it all, but God knows all things. Praise our God. And he's a God, again, that sits on the throne. He's a God, again, that will bring you out. He's that same God, again, that will do it well over and over again. Praise God. I want you to know this morning that he's able to do it. We want to talk to you this morning. Praise our God. Amen. Again, we pray that you had a good weekend. We pray that you had went and got into some kind of services on yesterday. Those of you that were able to go, we pray that you were there. Amen. We pray that there was a word for you to take you throughout the week and you could reflect back on it. Amen. I was in church on Sunday, and this is what the man or the woman of God spoke, and this is what I'm experiencing this week, the word that I heard on Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what we're here to do. We're here to give you a word. We're here to give you a hope. This is what the word said we are to do. Build up. Come on. So this is what you have to take it in. So this morning, we want to go to the word of God, the book of Colossians and 3:1. It says, and we want to talk about it. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, if you then be risen with Christ, you got to be in him, not by him. You got to be in him. He said again, right here in that first verse, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things. Seek those things which are above. You got to seek the things which are above, not things that's on the earth. Because guess what? The enemy will get you so bogged up, will get you so wrapped up in seeking things on the earth, looking at things on the earth, amen, and get you involved in it so you can do what? You won't be able to keep your affection. You won't be able to set your affection on things above. Hallelujah. Wherein Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Christ is there. He's going to make your way. He's going to he told in the word, he said, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and he will do what? Direct our pathway. If we get so caught up into the world system, we get so caught up into our own thing. We get so caught up into what we got on. So we're not setting our affection on things above. We're not seeking God like we should. We're not looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. We begin to do what? Other things. We begin to put other things before God. We begin to just to say, well, I it's me. I'm doing this. We can't do nothing without God. We need him in the morning. We need him in the evening. We need him in the midnight hour. We need him when we think we can change things. We can't change anything. Everything is in God's hands. We must do what? Again, according to the word, what we said, if ye then be in Christ, set your affection on things above. Come on, all our help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the Lord that did what? Made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel will never slumber nor sleep. Come on. God is not sleep concerning what you is going through. God is not slumbering concerning how he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out because he who he is. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Shabbat. He's Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. He's the God of peace. Yes, he is in the midst of what you're in. God is who he is in the midst of what you're in. So this is why you must do what? Set your affections on things above. Come on. Hallelujah. Things are temporary. Things are temporary. And you can have it today and it could be gone today. Come on. It's only temporary. This stuff is only temporary. But our trust and our hope is in the everlasting God, the everlasting King, the everlasting King. Come on here. Again, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Come on, we got to put our trust. We got to put our hope. We got to put everything that's in us in God. Come on, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Because guess what? Hallelujah. After a while, soon, very soon, we're getting ready to leave this place. Come on here. If you put all your treasures on earth, you put all your hope on earth, come on here. Where would you spend eternity? Come on. I want to let you know that there's only two places. There's only two places. And guess what? You have to be signed up to go there. Come on, somebody. Yes, you got to be signed up to go there. What are you saying, Apostle? Come on. You just can't get to heaven any kind of way. Come on. But you can go to hell any kind of way. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said that hell enlarges herself every day. Come on. But heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Hallelujah. Like he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter into his mother's womb the second time? No, he was not speaking like that. He said, you must be born of the spirit and of the water. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to accept him and let him come on in and live for him. And then set your affection on things above and not things on the earth. So then you said, hell, hallelujah. Hell was never made for you. Hell was never designed for you. But you have choose to go the route. You choose to go there because he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. If God be God, serve God. If Baal be Baal, serve Baal. You can't serve two masters. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't drive two cars. You can't do that. Come on. You're going to either drive one or the other. You may have two or three, but you can't drive all three of them at one time. Come on. Hallelujah. So you got to choose you this day whom you will serve. Come on. If you're serving God, set your affection on things above. Come on. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We're in the world, but we are not of the world. Come on. So guess what? We don't do what the world do. We don't act like the world. Make a difference between the world and between. Set your affection on things above. Come on. Hallelujah. Because why? He's seated Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, and he's going to make everything okay. He's made everything okay. Come on. Hallelujah. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth, according to verse 2. Hallelujah. For ye are, what? Ye are dead, and your life is hidden with, oh my God, ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ. If you're in Christ, you're in God, somebody better say something to me. If you can, hallelujah, type it on the screen. If you're in God, you oh my God, your life is hidden. You are dead. It's no more I that liveth, but who is the Christ that liveth on the inside of me. I have the Spirit of God. I have the character of God living on the inside of me. So this is why my affections is not sitting on heavenly things, not on the earthly things. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, we're in the world. Again, I'm going to repeat it. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we don't handle things like the world handled. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't be stressed out like the world be. Come on. Why? Because we have hope and we have help, and the world can get it. Those that are in there, they can get this same peace. You can get this same joy today. Once we do what? Turn from our wicked ways. Come on, what? Then what? He said, turn from my wicked ways. Come on, he's talking to his people. Turn from my wicked ways. Then when he hear from heaven, heal our land. Come on here. Hallelujah. And only then we can do what? Set our affection on things above. Hallelujah. Because God is going to take care of us. Again, that third verse said, for if ye are in Christ, if you are in God, you are dead, and your life is hidden with him in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Your life is hidden. The enemy cannot find you. The enemy cannot. He can try to come up against you. He can try to bring things up against you. Again, that's when the word of God comes in and says, no weapon that form against me shall prosper. Come on. That's again when the word of God says, greater than he that's in me than he that's in the world. Why? Because God is on the inside of us. Because we will set our affections on things above and not on things on the earth. The enemy can't overtake you. He can't overthrow you. You must do what? Put your trust. You must do what? Put your hope. You must put your confidence in God. Come on. Hallelujah, because God knows them that are his. The foundation of the Lord stands assured, and he knows them that are his. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through it. Come on, and if God don't bring you out right then, come on, somebody. He's able to keep you in the midst of what you're in until he deliver you. Because he said, well, I'll keep you what? In perfect peace. Who's what? Mine is stayed on thee. Come on. Those of you that are on the Cyprus audience, you need to be a witness. Come on. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Who's mine is stayed on thee. Why? Because guess what? My life is hidden. My life is hidden in Christ. And the enemy cannot find me. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot find me. According to what the book of Psalms says. Lord, who shall? Lord, who shall abide in that tabernacle? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Come on. Hallelujah. My heart is pure. My hands are clean. Come on. I'm not found with guile in my mouth. My hands are not tempered. Come on here. With the things of the world. I'm walking upright as Job did. Come on. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the what? Secret place of the Almighty. Come on. He that dwelleth there. God got you hid. Your life is hid, and the enemy cannot destroy you. Come on, somebody. He cannot destroy you. He may sit out to do it, but he cannot do it. Why? Because my life is hid in God. And what? I'm set my affections on things above. Why? Because these things are just temporary. It's only temporary, but God is everlasting, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do. But we must do what? Put our trust and put our hope in God. For we trust in God. Some trust in chariot. Some trust in horses. But our trust is in God. Because why? We set our affection on things above. And my life is here with Christ. And the enemy cannot do nothing. He can not do nothing. Hallelujah. So when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him. Come on. In glory. God, when he appear, we're going to appear with him. According to what the scripture is saying, what we just reading now, we shall appear with him. Why? Because my life is here, and he have us, and he's going to bring us out. He's going to bring us through. Because why? I'm seeking after God. I'm seeking after him and all his righteousness. I'm not just seeking after God for fishes and loaves. Come on. But I'm seeking after God for all his righteousness and all what he has in store. So this is why I set my affections on things above. Come on here. And not on things on the earth. Come on. Again, this is what we're talking about today. Come on. You got to set your affections on high. You got to set it on high. Come on. Why? Because the Almighty One, the El Shaddai, the all-breasted one, come on, that knows everything all about you. Come on, you have some people that they know everything about somebody, but they don't know it. They don't know. God knows everything about you. Why? Because number one, he made you. Come on, he created. He made man and create woman. Come on, so he know everything there is about you. He know our going in. He know our coming out. He know our ups and downs. Come on, he know our mishaps. He know everything. Come on, there's nothing that we can't hide from him because he's the author. He is the author. He made us. Come on. He made us. The Bible says that he took dust from the ground and made man. And then after he made man, come on, somebody, he blew the breath. So it ain't your breath that you're breathing. Come on. He blew his breath into us and man became a living soul. According to what the word says, not no other book, not nobody thinking this. This is what the word of God did. This is him himself. He did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then he turns around after he made man, blew the breath in man. Man became a living soul. Come on here. Everything was already here. Come on. So, but what he did was he gave man, which was Adam, dominion over everything, name everything, every animal that is on the earth planet. Now, Adam named it. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. And he gave everything into Adam's control in his hand. Then he seen that everybody had a mate, all the trees, all the birds, everything had a mate, but Adam, but man. So here we go again. This is why we got to set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. So here we go again. He puts man back out. Come on. He blew the breath in him. He put him back out. Stopped the breathing. Didn't take it from him. Stopped the breathing. Oh, this finna bless you. Stopped the breathing. Laid him down again. And then he took the rib that he put in there. Glory to God. He didn't say he breathed the breath on the rib. He took the rib from the side, and then here he go. He made man, but he created woman. Oh, my God. Took the rib from Adam's side, and then he created woman. Then, here we go. Put his breath back in Adam. Told the breath to breathe again. Adam woke up, and he presented the woman to Adam. And Adam named, this is why me and we got to get in our place. Adam named Eve. He named her. He said, flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. And you shall be named Eve, and you shall be called woman. Woman. Come on. I'm talking about, this is why we got to set our affection on things above. Why? Because what God has done. And if our life be hidden in him and he's in us, we shall appear with him in glory. Come on, somebody. This is what I'm talking about today. Set your affections on things above. And it goes on to say, hallelujah, glory to God. Mortify, therefore, the deeds, the members which are upon the earth. Which is my, you got to mortify. You got to kill these deeds of the flesh. You got to kill it. You got to crucify. Come on here. Mortify. Amen. Bless the Lord. And it says right here, it says, mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Come on here. Refrain from these things. Refrain from uncleanness. Refrain from all this stuff that's going on, that's causing you to react, to keep you from setting your affections on things above. Modify, kill it, get away from it. Come on, Hallelujah. You ever seen some people just love, they just love drama. They just love stuff. They got stuff going on, situations and things. Come on, modify that. Because your life is hidden with Christ. You don't have to be stressed out. You don't have to go through that. Why? Because God has given you a way out. He's given you hope. He's given you life through him. That's why he said in his word, he said, I come. The enemy come to do three things, steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I come that you may have life and you may do what? Have it more abundantly. Come on. We got to do what? Therefore, modify the deeds of the members of the body. Come on. You got to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Modify that mind that got you thinking other things. You got to bring it down, pull it down the strongholds. You got to begin to talk to the enemy and let the enemy know you don't have my mind. You don't have the activities of my body limbs. You don't tell me. You don't dictate to me. When he begin to talk to you, you got to talk to him in the spirit of God. Why? Because we don't set our affection on things above and not the things on earth. We are modifying the deeds of the members of the body. Come on here. We're reframing from what the enemy wants us to walk into. We're reframing it. We're reframing. Hallelujah. We're not scared. We're reframing. We choose not to go that way. We choose not to be like that. Come on. We choose not to let our heart be troubled. We choose not to walk in the frame of mind that the enemy is trying to tell us to walk in. We reframe and we modify for that and we bring it and we put it up under the blood. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what the scripture said. I'm just saying what the scripture said. We can't argue with the word of God. The word of God said modify, and this is what modify means. Kill it. Modify. Buff it. Beat it. Come on. So therefore, and if we do this, guess what? We're able to do what? Sit out. She's on things above. Because why? Everything else is dead. Everything else is modified. And it's not getting in our way. It's not getting in our way to believe God. It's not getting in our way to trust God. It's not getting in our way to walk with God. Come on. You got to get like after Abraham. You got to get like Abraham. Come on. We got to get like Enoch. Walk till you walk right on up to heaven. Come on here. The Bible said Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. This is when we set our affection on things above. Hallelujah. Come on. Again, if we pray, and we begin to pray, and we begin to pray sincere, come on, and begin to walk this word out like we're reading it, and walk this word out like we're talking it, we will have the manifestation of what the old patriarchs, but the original patriarchs had. They had God with them. They seen hands on what God did. Hallelujah. What Jesus did. They were right there. But guess what? We have a mold inside of us, and we didn't experience it by hand. We didn't experience it by that natural sight. But now we're experiencing it. Well, guess what? By faith, this has been done. Hallelujah. This is the roadmap, and we just got to follow the roadmap, such as a regular map. If you don't know where you're going and you get a map, you got to know how to read it. You got to know how to read the map. You can't just read it from upside down because it look all confusion. Come on. You got to turn the upright side and read it up like it's supposed to be. Come on, because you got this section over here. You got that section over there. And there's so many over here. But you got to know where you're going. Same way, that's why you got to set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. We can't look at what we're going through. Hallelujah. Some people get stuck in what they're going through. I'm always going through this. It's me. Ain't nothing happened to me. No, you got the power and the authority in your mouth to do what? Change that. You can speak that according to what his word says. Now, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So if you got your affection sitting on the things of the earth, it's going to be confusing to you because, look, the enemy is trying to make you feel and try to keep you in a place to think that God does not hear you, that God does not see you, and things are not working out for you according to the word of God. As believers, he said, and we know that all things do what? Work together for the good of them that will love the Lord and a call according to his purpose. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. The enemy wants to steal your testimony. The enemy wants to sabotage your credibility with God. Because why? He has no hope no more. He has no more. He has not a one, not if it's so correct English, he has not another chance. He have lost his chance. So what he's doing, hallelujah.